This goes to Dr. Seth Ferguson, F-E-R-G-U-S-O-N, fax 989-668-0423, regarding Kathy, K-A-T-H-Y, Folkler, F, like Frank, O-C-K-L-E-R, date of birth March 5th, 1955. Dear Dr. Ferguson, this is a consultation for Mrs. Folkler, who was sent for evaluation of elevated creatinine levels, which have actually been present since 2018, but have actually worsened within the last year also. The patient has had a longstanding history of type 2 diabetes and hypertension. And then in April of 2023, she had a chest x-ray that found a suspicious lesion in her lung, which after biopsy was found to be non-small cell lung cancer. So the patient did have radiation therapy and chemotherapy, and now she is on immunotherapy with D like David, U R, V like Victor, A L U, M like Mary, A, B like boy. And she gets that every 2 weeks. She's doing very well with the therapy and has been tolerating it well. And the size of the tumor in her chest has decreased from over 4 centimeters to 2.8 centimeters at the last scan. She will be having a CAT scan of from her neck down to her toes at Carson City Hospital on February 27th. And we will get a copy of that. We would like to get a copy of that so we can see and evaluate the size of the kidneys and any abnormalities that would be found in the kidney area. She's feeling well today. Her biggest complaint is that she's oxygen dependent, and she has an Inogen. It's I, N like November, O, G, E, N like November, oxygen a device that she uses continuously. And at home, she has more oxygen that's 100% that is delivered, not breath delivered, but it's freely delivered, and she usually uses it at 3 liters per nasal cannula. She's felt much better since she used oxygen, has been using oxygen for 24 hours a day. Today, she denies any headaches or dizziness, no chest pain or palpitations. She recently had fairly low blood pressure, so her metoprolol was decreased. All doses were cut in half. And she has been feeling better. She's chronically short of breath, no current cough, wheezing, or sputum production, no chest pain or palpitations. She has a history of paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, but that's currently in a regular sinus rhythm now. She was very dizzy until the metoprolol was decreased. And now she is feeling better. She just got a home blood pressure monitor, and she will be using that to check her blood pressure regularly. She intermittently has numbness and tingling of her lower extremities, and she has chronic edema and pain in her back and joints with ambulation that is also relieved by rest. Her regular cardiologist is Dr. Bandy, B-A-N-D-H-I, out of Lansing, Sparrow System. And he reports that her heart is in good condition currently. She did have an echocardiogram done September 25th, 2023, showed atrial fibrillation. And she had a 55 to 60% ejection fraction, some trace of mitral regurgitation, and mildly sclerotic aortic valve, and a small pericardial effusion at that time. But that was, and that was a good echo, according to Dr. Bandy. no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no constipation, diarrhea, blood, or melena. She feels like she urinates adequate amounts and denies cloudiness, foaminess, or blood. No history of kidney stones or recurrent UTIs. Past medical history is significant for the non-small cell lung carcinoma, paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, severe COPD, currently oxygen dependent, type 2 diabetes. She now has a 24-hour glucose monitor also, intermittent dizziness, which was orthostatic and positional, hypertension, and diabetic neuropathy. Past surgical history, she had cardiac catheterization and stent placement over 20 years ago without recurrence of stenosis. She had surgery for a left arm fracture many years ago, and she currently has an infusion port for blood draws and for her immunotherapy, and she's had colonoscopies and EGDs done. Social history, the patient quit smoking in March of 2023. She does not use alcohol or illicit drugs. She does use medical marijuana for nausea and pain, and that works very well. She lives alone, and she drives herself. She's independent, and she is retired. Family history, her father is deceased from lung carcinoma. Her mother died when she was 8 years old of some type of heart tumor. It's also positive for hypertension and hyperlipidemia. Review of systems, as stated above, otherwise negative. Drug allergies, she's allergic to Cardizem, Digoxin, and YUP, like Paul, ELRI. Medications, aspirin, 81 milligram daily, Valium, 10 milligram every 8 hours as needed, Lasix, 40 milligram daily, and that was recently decreased from 80 milligram a day. Gabapentin is 300 milligram at bedtime as needed for neuropathic pain, and that isn't used every day. Novolog regular insulin is 100 units daily. Lantus insulin, 30 units twice a day. Claritin is 10 milligram daily. Losartan, 100 milligram daily. Metoprolol is 50 milligram in the morning and 50 milligram in the evening and 25 milligram afternoon. Simvastatin is 20 milligram daily. Eliquis, 5 milligram twice a day. Farxiga, F-A-R-X-I-G-A, 5 milligram daily. That was started about 6 weeks ago. Trelegy Ellipta, daily. Metformin, 500 milligram once a day. Mounjaro, M-O-U-N-J-A-R-O, once a week. And the D-U-R-V-A-L-U, M like Mary, A, B like boy, every 2 weeks, immunotherapy for the non-small cell lung carcinoma treatment. Physical exam, height 65 inches, weight 245 pounds, pulse is 94 and regular, oxygen saturation was 88% on 3 liters with the Inogen oxygen delivery device. Blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff was 100 over 60. She's asymptomatic with that blood pressure also. Tympanic membranes and canals are clear. Pharynx is clear. Neck is supple, no jugular venous distension, no lymphadenopathy, no carotid bruise. Lungs are diminished with a prolonged expiratory phase throughout. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen is obese, non-tender, no ascites, no enlarged spleen, difficult to palpate deeply due to the obesity. Extremities, she's got 2+ edemas from knee down to toes bilaterally. Capillary refill is about 3 seconds. She has decreased sensation in toes and feet. Capillary refill about 3 seconds, and toes are slightly cool, and they are pale, but pale and pink in color. And labs, most recent lab studies were done January 23rd of 2023. Creatinine is 1.73, estimated GFR 32. January 17th, creatinine 1.61, GFR 34. 12/27 of 23, creatinine 1.6, GFR 35. 10/2 of 23, creatinine is 1.43, GFR 43. And I have some GFRs from earlier, 4/26 of 21, GFR 39, 11/8 of 2019, GFR 37, 5/23 of 19, GFR 50, 4/1 of 19, GFR 39, 6/18 of 18, GFR 47. So she's had some decreased renal function for several years, just slightly worse currently. And your analysis, done 9/24 of 23, negative for blood, negative for protein. Microalbumin to creatinine ratio, 1/5 of 23, is elevated at 57. Actually, that's not a ratio. That's what microalbumin in the urine is, 57. We don't have a ratio. And 1/23 of 24, hemoglobin is 10.5, platelets 254,000, and white count is 9.5. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease, going back as far as 2018. Initially, that was probably secondary to diabetic nephropathy and longstanding hypertension. Then that worsened with diagnosis of non-small cell lung carcinoma. And we do know that the immunotherapy is a capital P like Paul, D like David, dash L1 immunotherapy can cause an inflammatory response in the kidneys. So we will be monitoring these frequently. Right now she's getting weekly labs, and we will monitor those with you. And also we will continue to monitor those monthly, even after she finishes immunotherapy. We ask her to check her blood pressure at home, and if she needs any further changes in blood pressure medicine, we would consider decreasing losartan. And she should continue all routine medications, and she will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 4 to 6 weeks. The patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CMP/Jose Fuente, MD.